turning to Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we're looking for a Gemara that starts Ad Heichan Birkas Hazimun, which we'll see approximately Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Approximately, would it be about? Let's see, how many lines down from the top? I'm thinking it's about maybe 10 lines down from the top. More than that? Maybe 20 lines down from the top. How long is 20 lines down from the top?
It's very easy to find this.
Yeah, that's a big
place, right?
That's it. Mem Dala, you said, right?
Memva.
Memva, okay.
Right, 46a.
Yeah.
Is Rav Nachman Omar ad Nevorech, Rav Sheshes Omar ad Hazon. Okay, so this part of the sugya requires its own study. We're going to fast forward a little bit to get to the part that's most relevant for us. Birchas Hamazon. Let's see if we can find this Gemara. Birkas Hamazon, just 1 second. Yeah, oh, here it is. It's pretty much parallel to Tosus Divya Maskil Ulaman. The Birkas Hamazon Shnayim Ushlosha, which means that Birkas Hamazon consists of either two or three brachos. And we'll see exactly what that means in just a minute. Because it could be that Birkas HaMazon to some extent depends upon whether you have a Zimun. Let's see. Tanya Yidduch, we have a different price that says Shlosha V'Arba, that it consists of either three or four brachos. Savrua Dekuli Alma Tova Metiv Lav Da'oraisahi. Everybody agrees that Hatova Metiv, which is bracha number 4, is not Da'oraisa. Is my lavda behokamifli. So what is the machlokes tanoim in this case? Mandi omer shtayim v'sholosh kosover hazon. He holds that zimun extends till the end of hazon. And if there's no zimun, then you leave out hazon. So if you leave out hazon, then what are you left with? You're left with two or three, meaning, right, because we're going according to the Man Yomer now, who says, Birkas Hamazon Shnayim Ushlosha. So Shnayim means Doraisa, and Shlosha means Derabonon. So we start with no Dolecha, if there's no zimun, and then we go on to Yerushalayim, and after Yerushalayim we have Hatova Metiv. So that's two Doraisa, and the third, which is Derabonon. Correct? Now, the Gemara is holy Kuli Alma Tov Metiv Lav Doraisa. Fine. Umadi Yom Sholosh V'Yarba, Kasov Ad Nevorech. That Zimun does not extend to include the first of the blessings, meaning Hazan. So that even in the absence of three people, you will begin your benching with Hazan, and therefore you have three brachos which are Doraisa, and then you have the fourth bracha which is Hatova Metiv, and that's Dirabon. So that's called Shlosha O Arba. So let's just put the Gemara now on the side, and we'll see if we have to come back to the Gemara. But first, we want to talk about the following. Wait a second, we didn't get to Rav Yosef yet. My mistake. Let's see if we can get to Rav Yosef. I think it's the next piece. Just 1 second. No, we skipped Rav Yosef. No. How does it work here? The English goes in this direction. Okay, sorry, because I don't have my Gemara here, so I'm using this English Gemara. So the Gemara says, lo, that we don't have to assume that the machlokas here is about Birchas Hazon, meaning how far Zimun goes. Rav Nachman Mitaritz L'Tameh. Well, thank you.
In case you need them.
Okay, thank you so much. Rav Nachman mitoreitz l'tamei, Rav Sheshes mitoreitz l'tamei. So the Gemara now explains what Rav Nachman would say. And again, Rav Nachman was one who said ad nevarich, which means hazon is not included in zimun. Rav Sheshes said that even hazon is included in zimun. Rav Nachman mitoreitz l'tamei. He's going to say the following: to kuli alma ad nevarich. Everybody agrees these two brisos would accept that hazon is the beginning of birkas hamoz. It's not part of birkas hazimun. Man di yom shalosh v'arba shapir. So now we know that three is d'oraisa and the fourth is d'rabbanan. Man di yom shtayim v'shalosh amalecha hacha b'birkas polim askinon. So we're talking about the polim. The Omar Mar, when it comes to polim, we have a kula. Poseach ba'azon, the kolel b'nei bonei Yerushalayim b'birkas ha'aretz. So he combines the two middle brachos, meaning bracha number two and bracha number three, that's birkas ha'aretz and birkas bonei Yerushalayim, are integrated to form one bracha. And that's going to somehow shorten the amount of time that it would take to recite these two brachas by integrating them together, and that we do for the sake of the shibud of the polim to the balabais. Rav Sheshes mitoreitz l'tamei. Okay, this is the most important part now. I finally got to the punchline. And Rav Sheshes says the following: kuli alma ad hazan. Everybody agrees that birkas hazan is part of the zimun. And therefore, Birkas HaMazon begins with Noda, with Birkas HaAretz. And now, what's Shtayim V'Sholosh? Shtayim V'Sholosh is very simple. Shtayim means Doraisa. So we have Birkas HaAretz and Birkas Yerushalayim. And then we have Sholosh, which would be the Bracha D'Rabbanon of Atov HaMeitiv. V'Mandi Omer Sholosh V'Arba. Now, how are you going to get Sholosh V'Arba if you assume that hazan is only recited in zimun? So how do you get shalosh v'arba? So the Gemara says, "Kasavra tova meitiv da'oraisahi." Okay, so now we're going to say that atova meitiv is da'oraisa. So how do we end up with shalosh v'arba? I understand shalosh. What's arba? Let's see, 20. Let's see if he's. So Tova Meitiv is included with the two other Birchas D'Oraisa, hence we have three. So what's the fourth Bracha over here? Just 1 second. So the number four will be in case they'll be Zoom. Okay, fine. Now we get to Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yosef, Teila, I'm going to prove to you that Atov HaMeitiv Lav Doraisa, Shari Polim Okir Mosa. So that's one proof. So if it were Doraisa, we couldn't completely omit it, because again, in the case of Polim, we said that all they have is two brachos, because they can have Hazan and then they're integrating Boni Yerushalayim with Birkas Haaretz. What happened to the third bracha? Of Hatova Meitiv. It must be that we're dropping that bracha for the sake of the polim, for the sake of the balabais, and that could make sense only if it's the rabbanan. But if it's the raisa, and now we have another proof. He says Om Rav Yitzchak Teda etc. etc. Hatova Meitiv Lav the raisa Sherei Poseach Bobin Baruch. So this is the sugya which is called Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata. That would be for tomorrow's shiur, Mitzvah Shem. So for today's shiur, we want to focus on this issue about Hatov HaMeitiv. So we now have a machlokes whether Hatov HaMeitiv is Doraisa, which according to Rav Sheshes is actually a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanu holds it's the Rabbanon, he's got Shtayim v'Sholosh. The Tanu holds it's Oraisa Sholosh v'Arba, because the word Sholosh here means without Zimun. And hence you could include the Bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. And the fourth Bracha here in Sholosh v'Sholosh, that's going to be Hazan because of the Zimun. But without the Zimun, we have three, including Birkas Hatov HaMeitiv as one entity called the Oraisa. Vitzarech biur. He says he doesn't understand. How can you tell me that Tatova Meitiv is only Drabbanan? Now keep in mind that not only does Rav Sheshes have one Tana who says it's Drabbanan, but according to Rav Nachman, all the Tanahim held it was Drabbanan, and then Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak each brought a proof that Hatova Meitiv is Drabbanan. And yet, we have a Gemara that seems to indicate explicitly that Birchas Hatova Meitiv is Doraisa. And that's a Gemara on Daf Memches Amid Beis. So let's see if we can turn just two pages to Memches Amid Beis. I don't know if in Daf Yomi they got up to Memches Amid Beis, but the Gemara has a drasha. Let's see if we could find the drasha. I'm on Memches Amid Aleph. Now Memches Amid Beis. And let's see if we can find. Oh, I think it's over here. Just one second. Minayin lebirchas hamazon min haTorah. Where is this? Oh, I think it's towards the bottom. Let's see if I'm right.
Halfway down.
Okay, that's good. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin lebirchas hamazon min haTorah. Shenemar v'achalta v'savata uberachta. Zu birchas hazon. Es Hashem Elokecha, zu birchas hazimun. Oh, okay, he's going back to zimun. Ala oretz, zu birchas haoretz. Hatova, zu birchas bonei Yerushalayim. Fine. Asher nosan lecha, zu hatova meitiv. So in our Suya Daf Mem Vav, we have a whole to do, and we kick up a lot of dust. Here is Hatova Meitiv Doraisa Darabanan, and most of the Shitas have it as Darabanan. But here we have a Braisa, nobody seems to argue against this Braisa, that we derive all the brachos from the Torah itself. Every word in the parash of Birkas Hamazon is a ribui for another bracha, and we have a ribui here for the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. So if you turn to page Tav Tzadi Beis, in Kain Tzarech Bir at the end of this first paragraph, Maya Machlokas Bein Amandiyomar Hatova Meitiv Doraisa Amandiyomar Hatova Meitiv Derabbana. Now the Gemara is going to tell us that the bracha of Hatova Meitiv was established in Yavne for Aruge Beitar, and yet we derive from a pasuk. We're really in trouble here.
It's very helpful, Rabbi, because we are, as a matter of fact, on the same page.
You have it?
Yeah. Okay. We are on Daf Yomi, the same page.
Where? Memches?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were up to Memches.
Yeah, we're up to 46.
Okay.
Yeah, 48, rather. No, we're up to 46, sorry.
46. 46,
yeah.
Okay.
We're two pages behind.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But this will be
again the main thrust of this shiur is actually on Mem Vav, which is I think today's daf. I mean we're asking Akasha because on the one hand here on Mem Vav the Gemara seems to assume that
Mem Vav is helping us today with the four
that Hatova Meitiv is the Rabbanon, except for one Shita, which is one Tana according to Rav Sheshes, but otherwise it's the Rabbanan. The Gemara later on is going to tell us that this bracha of Hatova Meitiv was established for the burial of Haruge Beitar, which is clearly a Rabbanan. And now we're asking Akasha because on Daf Memches Amid Beis in the drasha of the pasuk of V'yachalto V'savato V'rachto we have Es Hashem Elokech L'Rabos Birchas Hatova Meitiv. That sounds like it has the same status as all the other brachos, and it's the Doraisa. So now we're up to a paragraph that starts V'nira. And this is the breakthrough, so to speak. This is the revolution.
Right.
And he says the following. I'm just going to summarize it in my own words. In halacha, when we talk about mitzvahs, we can divide up a mitzvah into two. There's what's called a chova, and there's a kiyum.
Mm-hmm.
There are situations in which there's no chova, but there is a kiyum. I mean, if there's a chova, then by definition there's going to have to be a kiyum. But the reverse is not necessarily so. You can have a kiyum without a chova. So Rav Soloveitchik wants to claim that if you appreciate that distinction, you could apply it here to the case of Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, and you could solve all your problems. Why? Because Hatova Meitiv Doraisa means it's a Kiyum Doraisa. But as far as the Chiyuv is concerned, since it was established, this whole entity called Tova Meitiv was enacted by the Chachomim in Yavne for Haruge Beitar, then clearly there's no Chiyuv Doraisa for this Bracha on Haruge Beitar, which was established by the Chachomim. So what does it mean when we say Birchas HaTova Meitiv Doraisa? What it means is that the Rabbanon established this bracha, but now it has the status of a Doraisa, which means that it enhances, it's integrated into the Kiyum mitzvah of Yachalta V'Savata Doraisa. So it's a Chelek Mi Birchas HaMazon. What we're doing is, instead of leaving Tatova Meitiv out, so to speak, on the outside of Birkas HaMazon as an independent mitzvah, as an independent bracha, I should say, we're going to integrate HaTov HaMeitiv into the very fabric of Birkas HaMazon. It becomes Chelek Mi Birkas HaMazon Atzma. That's what it means to say that HaTov HaMeitiv is Doraisa. If you all love Doraisa, then Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv is a separate independent element. It's not part and parcel of Birkas HaMazon. Hatova Meitiv was established for the purpose of commemorating the great miracle of the burial of Haruge Beitar, but it was established as a bracha unto itself. And we have to thank Hashem for this great miracle that occurred at Beitar. However, it's outside the pale of Birkas HaMazon. That's if you hold Birkas HaTova Meitiv Derabbanan. If you hold Birkas HaTova Meitiv Doraisa, then what the Rabbanan were able to accomplish was a brand new expansion of the Doraisa of Birkas HaMazon. By enacting the brach, establishing the brach of HaTova Meitiv, they did so as part and parcel of the mitzvah Doraisa of Yachalta V'Savata. So what we have here is not some separate independent bracha to be modern and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is part of the entity of Birkas HaMazon, and that's what it means, Doraisa. Again, when we say Doraisa, we don't mean that it's a mitzvah in the Torah. I mean, it's only something that was established by the Chachamim, right? They were the ones who formulated this bracha after a certain historical miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was, magically, they were able to integrate it into the framework of Birkas HaMazon Doraisa. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah, when you recite Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv, is a Kiyum Doraisa, according to this opinion. B'ayin b'beis ha'levi al ha'torah shenistapik b'shinui yayin b'soch ha'sudah shetzoch levarach birkas ha'tov ha'meitiv v'yotzei b'kach b'birkas ha'tov ha'meitiv shebebirkas ha'mozon di'afal pish al ha'yayin tiknu lomar konum ha'shtia u'bepas tiknu lomar ha'tov ha'meitiv achar ha'mozon mikol makom b'chai gavne shekvar mechuyiv lomar brocha zu b'birkas ha'mozon achrei asuda efsha d'chai gavne Eino tzorch li omro kodim shtiyas hayayin v'yismoch al ma sheyomro achar kach bebirkas hamazon. Do you hear what's going on, Rabbosai?
Yes.
The Beis HaLevi, that's the Rav's great-grandfather, was clearing back and forth. If I want to drink yayin at the end of my suda and about to recite birkas hamazon, and this yayin that they bring me is superior wine, and normally when you bring me superior wine, I have to add a new bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Is it enough that I'm going to recite Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv in Birkas HaMazon, and that will cover me for the yayin? So I can drink the yayin without the Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, and the Birchas HaMeitiv, Tov HaMeitiv in Birkas HaMazon, that will cover me for the Tov HaMeitiv al yayin.
How is that possible?
Wait a second. Let's just understand the Beis Halev. If we're going to say that what? That Atova Meitiv is Derabbanan, which means it's a separate independent Takana. Mm-hmm. It's not an integral part of Birkas HaMazon. Let's just think. I'm trying to figure out in which direction he wants to take us. Again, the Beis Halev says that what? Let's read it again. Bishinu Yain, he has an upgrade on his wine, and he hasn't yet benched. And now he needs a Birchas Tova Meitiv. Can he fulfill that mitzvah of HaTova Meitiv in Birchas HaMazon? V'chai Gavna shekfar mechuyiv loma brocha zu b'Birchas HaMazon achrei asu dev shekhai Gavna einu tzorch liyomer kodim shtiyas hayayin v'yit yismoch al mashi yomer achakach b'Birchas HaMazon. And if it's part of Birkas HaMazon, then what? And maybe you could use that bracha in two ways. I would say it like this. We'll see if what he's going to say bears me out. If the Chachamim established this bracha as a Birkas Hodah, then I can use that Birchas Hodah for whatever Mechayev you have. In other words, if the Mechayev is Yayin Tov, right, Meitiv. If the Mechayev is Haruge Beitar. It's all one entity. Because that's one single bracha, the complexion of which is a Birchas Hodah. You have to tell me now, under what situations do I have to thank Hashem? What is Mechayev, what generates Achiv? But if it's a takana derabbanan as an entity unto itself, it's not part of Birkas HaMazon, then I could use it in any situation that arises in which I have this chiyuv hodah. So you may have more than one situation that generates the chiyuv hodah, but I can use the same bracha as established by the rabbanan for hodah, for thanking Hashem. Masha'en ken, if I hold Birkas HaTova Meitiv Doraisa, which we interpreted to mean it's part of what? It's part of Birkas HaMazon. Then the bracha on Yayin has nothing to do with the bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Meaning, Yayin doesn't generate Birkas HaMazon. Pas generates Birkas HaMazon, but not Yayin. Even though it's identical in the formulation of the bracha, but it's essentially two different brachas. One is part of Mazon, to complete my Suda, and thank Hashem for the Suda. And the other is to thank Hashem for this superior wine that He gave me. How could the same bracha cover me for both? They're essentially two different brachas. They may be identical on the external trappings, it's the same words or formulation, but nevertheless, they're essentially two different brachas. Let's see if this works out. Which is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Tosis says, "Tzarich levarach Birkas HaMazon HaTova Meitiv al Shinu Yayin Bein Sheba B'toch HaSeuda U'Bein Shelo B'Shasuda." Okay, let's hang on to that for a moment. And the Beis Yosef is going to quote, if you fast forward at the end of the paragraph, Rabbeinu Klonimus, "Da tova meitiv hoil v'eino ba kmo shar bracha shomer shekitzom esos tzivanu el shvach bi'alma ein tzarch levarich over lasiyoso v'afili achar shtiyoso mevarich hatova meitiv." So again, Tosis is going to claim that the bracha v'atova meitiv. One second. But wait, according to Tosin, Rabbeinu Klonimus says that he can make this bracha after he drinks the wine, correct? So the Beis Halevi says that if you can be Yotze after you drink the wine, then you can be Yotze with that Tovu Meitiv in Birkas HaMazon. Now, what is the Shitas HaTosvis? He says, "Midirei atos shekosu shetzorach levar birchas atos beit val shinu yayin bein sheba betoch ha-se'uda ubein shelo b'shas ha-se'uda mashma desvirulei she'enu yotzi dechovaso bebrocha al shinu yayin bebirchas atos v'meitu shebebirchas ha-mozom." Umashma mitosvis, this related tzorch levarach al shinu yayin bebirkas hatov ha-meitiv di alma vein yotze bebirkas hatov ha-meitiv shebirkas ha-mozon. So basically the bottom line for us, I mean again there are a lot of different complications here, but the bottom line, we say in Yiddish the unta sheshura, is that according to shitas hatosvis you need a separate birkas hatov ha-meitiv on yayin. And you cannot be yotze with the birchas hatova meitiv in birchas hamazon. And the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Klunimus, and he holds that you can be yotze the mitzvah of birchas tova meitiv even after you drink, when you recite birchas hamazon. Umashma de shapir yotze al yidei. Al yayin shebirka bebirkas hatova meitiv bebirkas hamozon. Ah, the niraloma. This is what we want to get to. The yisod sveiko shel habeis halevi toli bechakira haim birkas hatova meitiv hi chelek mi etzem kiyum mitzvahs birkas hamozon. That's what we associated with the man the yomer holds doraisa. O de birkas hoda befnei atzvehi al shmuos tovos ubesoros tovos. But it's independent of birkas hamozon. Oh, the e birkas hatova meitiv havi bracha shol sifu liacher birkas hamozon al shmuos ubsoros tovos the ena chelik mi etzem kiyum shol birkas hamozon asayish lomar the yochel lotzeis. Oh, this is Rabbeinu Klonimos. The yotz yochel lotzeis chiyuvo al shini yayin b'toch asuda b'bracha zu. So it now can be a multifunctional bracha. The shinu yayin havik moshmuos tovos ubirchas hatova meitiv is also on shmuos tovos. Aval in name of the birchas hatova meitiv shel birchas hamozon havi chelek mi etzem cheftz shel birchas hamozon yishlomer the ein poteres chiyuvo levarach al yayin. The ein chalos birchas hatova meitiv al besoros tovos bi alma. So when you're benching, what is the essence or the personality of tova meitiv? It's not for besora tova, but rather it's part of the mitzvah of birchas hamozon. Because again, even though it was established because of Haruge Beitar, but the Rabbanon upgraded it to a Doraisa, and they gave it the status of Birkas HaMazon. So if it's a part of Birkas HaMazon, then it's not going to have any impact on Yayin. And especially the Yayin he's drinking is still Yayin B'toch HaSuda. And now he's reciting Birkas HaMazon with HaTova Meitiv integrated into the very fabric of Birkas HaMazon, then it's not part of the Suda. So how can you graft or how can you drag the Birkas HaTova Meitiv and Birkas HaMozon out of its comfort zone and use it for the Yayin? Impossible. Why? Because it's part of the very essence and integrated into the very fabric of Birkas HaMozon. So it's a whole different bracha than HaTova Meitiv on Yayin. Ulechor yesh od nafkiminos acheros. Other nafkiminos to this chakira, he starts with the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Pei Dalid. Achal v'eini yodea im birech birkas hamazon tzorch levarach birkas hamazon misofek Get this. The man doesn't know if he benched. What does he do? Anybody? You don't know if you benched. What do you do? No, but it's d'oraisa. So this is the only bracha where bracha sakil doesn't apply. Okay, I understand very well. I have to recite Birkas HaMazon d'oraisa. Do I have to recite the fourth bracha? So you and I would have said that as far as the fourth bracha is concerned, we can certainly apply the principle of Sofik Brachas L'Hakel. I'll give you a mashal. Mashal Ma David Domer. Let's say you daven Ma'ariv early. Do you have to repeat Kriyat Shema later on at night? Let's say the Sfaradim, for example, will recite Ma'ariv exactly at Shkia, way before Tzeisa Kochavim. So Rabbi Yonah says that you'll recite the first two parshas of Kriyat Shema at night, but you don't have to repeat the third parsha. Why? Because the third parsha, Vayomer, is the parsha of Tzitzis, which according to Rabbi Yonah only requires Samach Halayla. It doesn't require Lala Mamash, so you don't have to wait till Tzitzis. So it's very interesting. You have this entity called Kriyat Shema, which is made up of three parshas, but one of which has its own time zone. And the Nafkamina is going to be when you have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Here also, I have to repeat Birkas HaMazon because I'm not sure if I recited Birkas HaMazon. But now we can divide a Birkas HaMazon into two parts. The first three brachas are d'oraisa. I have to recite them. But as far as my suffix vis-a-vis the fourth bracha, Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv, it's Eina Ela D'Rabbanan. Says the Beis Yosef, that's only according to certain shitas. But the Tshuva Sarash, Rabbi Shmuel Chiyun, he says that he has to be mevarech all four brachas, even atova meitiv. What does that mean? Why not apply the principle of safek bracha lahakel in the case of birchas atova meitiv? The answer is because the Rabbanan established birchas hamazon. I'm sorry, they established birchas atova meitiv as an integral part of birchas hamazon, so that you cannot fulfill birchas hamazon without Hatova Meitiv. So it's an all or nothing proposition. You can't leave out Hatova Meitiv. Very impressive. Just one second. This reminds me again of something else. If I could only remember what it reminds me of in a case where. Oh, excellent. I have an excellent sushtel. This is a famous Tshuva Sarajba. What happens if I have suffek if I recited Kriyat Shema night? So the Rambam writes that he should recite Kriyat Shema bid birchosel, with birchas Kriyat Shema. Frek the Rajba, I don't understand. With regard to Kriyat Shema d'oraisa, I understand the Rambam, I have a suffek d'oraisa l'chumer, but birchas Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, and therefore suffek brachas l'hakel. Says the Rajba, they established Birchas Kriyat Shema is an integral part of Kriyat Shema. And the Rabbanan established that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema unless you recite it with its brachos. So that there's an all or nothing proposition here, that since there's a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra with regard to what? With regard to Kriyat Shema itself, Memela drags Birchas Kriyat Shema because Birchas Kriyat Shema was established as an integral part of Kriyat Shema. The same thing the Rav Salvechik is saying here, according to the Omer who holds that Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv Doraiso, what does it mean? How can it be Doraiso? It's the takon of what? Of Chachmei Yavne. The answer is they establish it as part and parcel of the mitzvah Birchas HaMazon. Is Memela, if in a case of Suffolk you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon, because maybe you didn't recite Birkas HaMazon, you have to add Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv. And again, this reminds me of something else. There's a famous Shitas Arayvin on Androgynous. Right? Androgynous has to sit in the Sukkah, he has to take a lulav because he's a Suffolk Zohar. And we apply the principle of Suffolk Doraisa L'chumra. But the Rambam says you leave out the Bracha. He won't say Asher Kitchanim. It's also Vitzivan Aleshet Basuk or Al Natilas Lula. because with regard to the bracha, since he's a suffik nekeva, you apply the principle of suffik brachas lahakel. The rabbi says name. He made a mistake, the rabbi. He's going to have to recite the bracha. Because once you tell me that he has to sit in the sukkah, then he has to make the bracha. So you see that the rabbi understood that brachas ha-mitzvah is established as part and parcel of the mitzvah. So you can't just leave it out. If the halacha is that you have to sit in sukkah because safek zachar, then you're going to have to recite the bracha as well. Beis od nafkemina. Im tzarech amiras birchas hatov ha-meitin v'mokum shachal. Now, I was going to say it a little differently. I had this in mind. Can a person wake up in the middle of the day, he's not eating a thing, and he could recite Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv? So I don't know what the law is in such a case. Let's say I'm not eating any meal. Can I recite Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv on Haruge Beita? But the Rav doesn't have that. Maybe he'll come up to it. But right now he's asking, can I finish Birchas HaMazon here, where I ate my meal? But Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv, I'll make it in a different place. Now he has a Rambam, Perches Vilchus Brachos, Yesh Mishem Mosif Birchas Me'ein Sholosh, Kodem Chasima, Ki El Tov U'Meitiv Ata, Shehu Me'ein Bracha Revius. In other words, do we need Atov HaMeitiv in Bracha Me'ein Sholosh? One by the other says yes. Hence we add the words Kikel Tov Meitiv Ato. And the other man, the Yomer, that's quoted by the Rambam says, Lo Tiknu Bracha Revius El Bevirkas HaMazon. So let's just think. If it's a separate Hodah, I would say if it's a separate Hodah, we should leave it out. But if it's part of Birkas HaMazon, then if this is Me'ein Birkas HaMazon, you have to mention Haruge Beita. Nidon in maskirim atova mitzvah toli b'sheila blah blah blah. He says, "Va'di avi chelik mi birkas hamazon atzma." It's sarach laskirim gam birkas main sholosh. Aval im birkas atova mitzvah on the top of tov tzadi dalit. If you're following, eino chelik mi etzem acheftes birkas hamazon ev haybracha b'fnei atzma shetiklu lahosif achrei birkas hamazon. Is ein tzorach laskiro bebracha achas mi ein sholosh. Okay, he doesn't explain why. Then he has a question of sitting. For Birkas HaMazon, you have to sit. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, this is very rare, by the way, that the Rav would quote Mishnah Berurah. I have a suspicion that that was added later on. But in the Sharet Zion, he writes, b'shem kolbo diyachol l'tayel bebracha revius. I have this shaila every single day, whether or not I have to sit in my place to recite tova meitiv. If it's part of Birkas HaMazon, then the same requirement of yeshiva would apply here. But if it's a separate entity, then we don't have to be makpin on yeshiva. Number 5. L'shitas ha-poskim d'bishah k'day ligmar skula chozi l'rosh. Yeshom nafkemina m'ashir z'man d'k'day k'luzi kol el amiras. Beautiful. Wow. This is gorgeous. You hear this from both sides? Right, if you stop in the middle of Birkas HaMazon, you take a break in the middle of Birkas HaMazon. So the law is that if that break, that delay is X amount of minutes, we'll get to that X in a second, then it's going to require that you start the Birkas HaMazon from the get-go, from the start.
My question yesterday.
So what's the X? So the X is, did you wait enough time to recite Birkas HaMazon? So the question now is, are you talking about Birkas HaMazon of 3 brachas, or are you talking about Birkas HaMazon of 4 brachas? Ayin Rambam, Shachach lo hizkir Shabbos o yontif k'dusha sayom, b'Shabbos o yontif k'dusha sayom. I think he's talking about Yalav Yovan Ritzeh, we'll see in a minute. Im nizkar kodem shehizkir bracha revius, b'Shabbos omer baruch Hashem asher nosan. He hasn't yet finish Birkas HaMazon. So we have a substitute bracha for Itzeh. Why? Because he hasn't yet concluded Birkas HaMazon. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean he hasn't yet recited Hatova Meitiv? But if he recites Hatova Meitiv, it's too late. Just 1 second. How does this work out? I just want to get the mathematics. If we say that what? Here's the deal. Can he recite this bracha, this bimkom, this replacement bracha for Itzeh, if he finished the third bracha, Bodhi Vrach Mishlaim Amen, and he hasn't yet recited Hatov HaMeitiv? But if I say that Hatov HaMeitiv is a separate hodah, it's an independent entity, then it's too late, and he's got to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon. But if I say that Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv was instituted by the Rabbanan as an integral part of Birkas HaMazon, then he hasn't yet completed his Birkas HaMazon until after HaTov HaMeitiv. V'aranam posuk dim hischil bracha revius chozel l'rosh. In other words, according to the Rambam, the fourth bracha is already beyond Birkas HaMazon. And now he has to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon. The Ravid says, Tawbaz, he made a mistake. Dologari, Dologara, Birkas Revi, Bracha Revi's, Mimisha, Rogil, Lomar, Tachnunin. This is a little bit on the borderline here. I don't know. What does he mean by Tachnunin? Is Tachnunin an integral part of Tefillah? Well, the fact that you can go back and fix up your mistakes, because you generally say Elokai Nitzor, Lashoni Meirah, and so forth and so on, it means that Tachnunim is integral part of Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the Ravid equates Tov HaMeitiv to Tachnunim. V'logara mi Tachnunim. Mashba, the Ravid sovereign, the Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv mitztarev l'kiyum Birkas HaMazon. Yeah, but we're fudging it a little bit here, Ramosai. There's a little bit of an obfuscation because the Ravid is not saying exactly that. He's not saying that Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv is an essential part, and that's the way the Rabbanan established the Birkas HaMazon. He's only saying that it has the status of Tachnunim. It's like an extension of Birkas HaMazon. But it's not exactly 100%
integral to it.
It's not integral. I don't think he's going that far, the Ravid. He's just saying that there's halach of Tachnunim after Shmoneh Esrei, and there's a parallel halach of Tov HaMeitiv after Birkas HaMazon. It's a tag on, if you follow what I mean. But it's not, as you say, an integral part. And finally, if you fast forward to number Zion, and with this we'll conclude, he says, Nafkemina of Tziruf Shmiya V'Amira. What does that mean? Tziruf Shmiya V'Amira. Toskos V'Birkas HaMazon Ein Levarach. Oh, I see. Like, let's say I hear half of Birkas HaMazon from you, and then I pick up the other half and I recite Birkas HaMazon on my own. So Tosus excludes that. Why? Because he says there's like a breakdown. You know what I mean by breakdown? It's like you're not able to integrate these two entities of Shmiya and Amira into one single unit of Birkas HaMazon. Ahayinu mishum shenemar din misuyim Birkas HaMazon b'chabura she'echad yivarech lekulam. The Lekar Din Shomer Ka'onim B'Birkas HaMazon. So what does that mean? That you need Amira. Oh, I see. That if it's Chabura, if you're benching B'Chabura, then the part that you hear from the Mevarech is a separate entity.
Right.
That has a Chal Shem Zimun. We spoke about that yesterday. So that can't be Mitztarif if he starts reciting the rest of Birkas HaMazon by himself. The E name of the Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv Chelik Birkas HaMazon Hu Adin She'ein Badin Shomea Ka'on Avi Efshel Lotzei Sal Yidei Shem Avarech chatzi bracha v'shomer chatzi ma she'en kein no v'shem birkas tova meitav avi bracha v'fnei atzma shosif v'liachav birkas hamozi yishlomer deshaper yotze v'din shomer ka'ona v'yachol lotzeis k'sham mevorech v'atzma k'sham mevorech v'atzma chatzi abracha. So this last nafkamina is pretty complicated. I'll just give it to you in a, you know, on the surface level, so that we can end the shiur because it's getting late already. But I think what he's saying is that if you were to upgrade birchas hatova meitiv to a birchas hamazon, if it's integrated into birchas hamazon, then you would not be able to be yotzei in a chatzi situation with Shmia. You would have to recite Hatova Meitiv on your own, because since it has the din of Birkas HaMazon, so there's no din of Shomei Ka'on, and therefore if there's a cutoff and a disjoint between the Shmia and the reading and the Kriya, you would not be Yotze. But if you're going to tell me it's a separate bracha, then Shomei Ka'on could apply vis-a-vis that separate bracha. It's not a chatzi-chatzi situation. So he has seven nafkaminas here to this hakir. I would say that this iyun, this in-depth study that we did today, belongs to my series, for those of you, Alan, who remember my series called Derech HaLimud. I don't know, Mitch, if you were at all part of that series. You are? This is Mamish Derech HaLimud. You know, where do we... How do we classify the Birchas HaTovah Meitiv? Is it an integral part and it's an extension, or no, it's a separate entity independent unto its own? All right, then, everybody should have a great day.
Thank you.